It's time for a staycation settle. Let's say good morning to Cora.
Morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great. Doesn't seem like things are going well right now with you and Shane, though.
No. So I've been seeing Shane for 7 months now. And here's the embarrassing part. He's married. Oh. But he swears.
Wait. You glazed over that one nice and quick, girl. He is literally married right now?
He's married, but I swear he's not happily married. He's been saying that he's going to leave his wife for months now.
He's not even separated? Because I know there's a whole legal process of getting divorced, but you're telling me he's not even separated from his wife.
Yeah, he's not even separated. But I know he loves me. You know?
How do you know that? Just because he says it, or?
Yeah, he says it. He says he's going to leave his wife for me, and, like, we're planning all of this, you know, stuff in the future, but it doesn't seem to be happening, so.
So how long have you been dating him?
I've been dating him for 7 months.
You've been dating for seven. How long has he been married?
He's been married for like 10 years.
Oh!
So. It's really hard for me to stay neutral in this situation. So his wife literally has no idea about you. You are a side chick then, right?
Yeah, I am a side chick. But, I mean, I don't know what she knows. I don't think she knows anything right now. But he keeps saying he's going to leave her and then he doesn't. God. So I need to know for real because I can't just keep throwing away my life, you know, waiting for him. I can't help it. I love him.
Cora. Honey. We try to stay neutral normally, but I need to try to understand what it is that you want here. You know that you're the girl that he's cheating with. What are you expecting out of this?
Well, I'm hoping that he's going to do what he said and, you know, actually leave his wife and be with me.
So if we call him up for a staycation setup and ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, you're hoping he says your name besides his wife?
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he better.
Okay, and there's no other woman that's possibly in the picture right now? I'm sorry, I'm just so taken aback by this.
Look, if he doesn't pick me, then I have to move on, you know, or tell his wife maybe to speed up the process.
We don't need to be doing any of that.
And honestly, that's the part that comforts me out of this situation is not so much that I'm helping you, no offense, Cora, but it's that if this does come to light, then at least his wife is out of a crappy situation.
Exactly. She shouldn't be in a loveless marriage.
You shouldn't be in one either, especially on the side.
Yeah.
How long has he been telling you that he is going to leave his wife?
For months.
Well, you've been going out 7 months. So for 7 months or for the last month or two?
Well, see, we've known each other for a couple of years now. So it's suddenly turned into something more than that. But I've always liked him, but he was always married. So I wasn't going to go there. And then he's the one that made the first move. So I've always had feelings for him. So, you know, I went for it. And now I'm in it.
Oh, he's in it. How often do you guys see each other?
About once a week. And we actually get away for the weekend together periodically. So.
How the hell? Okay. Yeah. I don't even need to know the answers. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, you know what? Let's just call this guy Shane up. And if he does say his wife, then it's a wrap for you.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
What's his wife's name?
Patricia.
So he says Patricia or Patty, then we know he's devoted to his wifey, and you are always going to be the side chick.
Yes.
Can you say he's devoted?
So we're going to get his number from you and give him a call with the staycation set up, and you'll get the answers that I think we know what he's going to say. Well, I don't know. If he does say you, then all good. It's still all good, and you're still trusting that he's going to leave his wife for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's call this guy Shane up to see if he's going to take the side chick out for a little weekend or he's going to take his wife. Staycation setup's up next. Your morning mess. Okay, the morning mess. We are back with a staycation setup. We had spoke to Cora moments ago. A little new to us because we don't have the side chicks. It's almost like a preemptive strike. We usually try to call up the side chick or side dude. She is a self-proclaimed girl who's seeing a married man on the side named Shane. Shane has been telling her as they've been dating for the past 7 months he's going to leave his wife of 10 years or so. And she's done. She's just like, when is this going to happen? So she wants to set him up. He is promising her a little getaway. And she wants to put his money where his mouth is. Put his mouth somewhere else.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to call up Shane and ask him who he wants to put on this free romantic stay. And, Cora, you're hoping he says your name because he's been promising more and more time with you.
Right.
And he's been promising that he's going to leave his wife.
Yeah.
To be clear, though, the wife is the only woman that you're suspecting because I could see if a guy is doing this stuff in his relationship that there could be more than just one side chick. So this is the only woman that you're concerned about?
It was the only woman that I was worried about. Hopefully, yes.
Right. This is very interesting.
Yeah, it is, because you know that you're seeing him on the side. So he can either say your name, Cora. He could say his wife, Patricia. Or if he says another girl's name, then what do you do at that point?
I don't even know what I would do at that point. I don't even know.
Because there's one thing, you're cheating on your wife, but you're cheating on your side chick, too. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Joey.
None of it is good.
Better not be.
Pick a poison.
Better not.
All right. Well, let's call Shane up and see who he wants to spend a weekend with. You, his wife, or a side chick to a side chick. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Shane?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hi, Shane. Sorry, my name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon package, so I was calling just to confirm some details with you. But first, I wanted to congratulate you on your winning.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Would I win?
Well, allow me to explain. So we're a new establishment here in the Valley, and we've decided to give certain people here a free weekend stay just so we could get, like, a review from you in return to build our presence online.
I'm not going to any, like, two-hour meeting or anything. Like, timeshare stuff. I'm not doing that.
You absolutely will not be doing that. So fortunately, the Aurora Hotel is just that. It's a hotel. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes included. I just have a few questions on your reservation for us to go over, and then we can get you set up. It takes no time, I promise.
And it's totally free, 100%? Or...
That is correct. Unless you decide to get room service, it is free of charge for you.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Glad to hear that, Shane. Now, let's go over your reservation with those few questions that I have for you. Now, because this is a romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. I wanted to see if you had a specific message you'd like for them to receive upon entry. And just let me know when you're ready for me to write it down.
Just write this. Things will get better, my love.
Now, while I'm finishing that up, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
I'm going to bring my wife, Patty, or actually Patricia.
You.
So, Shane.
Who is this?
Well, this is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio right now with Cora is on the line.
God, I thought you were going to leave her.
What are you doing?
Well, obviously, you've been telling her you're going to leave your wife for her, and she called our show to see if you would actually want to spend a romantic weekend with her, and obviously you...
Yeah, Cora should have known that I'm not going to actually leave my wife.
Are you kidding me? Why did you lie? Why have you been lying to me this whole time?
I've been lying to the love of my life for years. What makes you think I give a f*** about lying to you?
Oh, I cannot believe you.
Savage.
Do you really want to be known as some tramp that goes and destroys?
Oh, my God.
Well, you want that reputation?
If it means the world and knows that you're a piece of s***, then yeah, I do.
Oh, wow, okay. I appreciate that.
Honestly, although she does know about your relationship, I mean, you're the one that's cheating on your wife of 10 years.
Listen to me. Just relax for a second.
Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to listen to anything you say to me now? F*** you.
Nope.
Just relax. I like you, okay?
Oh, my God.
That wasn't the L word she was looking for. So, Cora, obviously he just likes you, and he likes you as a side chick. What are we doing?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to see him again this weekend, aren't you?
I am not.
Yes,
am
you are. Cora,
not.
Stop.
Maybe I'm just going to show up at his house and tell his wife what a piece of shit she's married to.
I mean, and then you'll take him.
No, because if he did this to me, he's going to do it to other people.
And that's great. And see, the difference here is that this time you actually did something about this. You called us to try and find out what's going on in the relationship. So I believe you, girl. I believe that you're actually going to take the steps to get away from him.
I don't.
We have counseling services that we can offer for you. And Shane, if you want them to work on things with your wife, I could try and figure something out, but...
I just don't want Cora doing anything off the cuff. That's all. Just
off your what?
Calm down.
My God.
I'm going to tell your wife what an a**hole you are and what you did. And that you've been promising to leave her all this time.
Listen to me.
No.
Calm down. I'll do their counseling. I'll go with you. And
you're not good enough for counseling.
You want to go with your side chick to counseling?
Yes. Just don't do anything stupid. Set up the counseling. I'll go.
That's an idea. We've never done that. Should we talk to our counselors to see if they will counsel a side chick?
No.
To see if they can work it out on the side?
No. Absolutely not. Nope.
No, I'm not doing that.
What if his wife becomes a side chick and you become the wife?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Joey.
What?
What if you and his wife start dating and then he becomes a side dude? You cheat on his wife with him.
No.
Literally nobody. They're probably going to hang up if they haven't already.
Cora, Shane, down with it? Yes? No?
I'll go with Cora. Or just us. That's it.
Just you and Cora.
Okay.
Okay.
He's just trying to save himself right now. He doesn't care about either one of these women.
No, I never want to see a stupid face ever.
You never want to see a stupid face ever. Shane, you there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. All right, his stupid face is gone.
God bless.
Cora.
Yes.
That was an offer. You could have been main chick. Wife would have been reduced to side chick. No?
No.
All right.
Good for you, girl. You hold on right there. I'm going to get you those counseling services. And please take it by yourself.
Thank you.